This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. More than half the residents of Nagorno-Karabakh have left and entered Armenia, setting up a humanitarian crisis. Already more than 66,000 people are in Armenia, and the world is taking notice. Phil Mercer in Sydney says a delegation from Australia is there, seeing for themselves.
The lawmakers have described a shortage of humanitarian relief and a sense of fear among those who've been displaced. They're urging Australia and other countries to send more aid and medical supplies. Mark Cure is the New South Wales State Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism. He spoke to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation from the town of Goris in Armenia.
We are seeing firsthand, I think, an international crisis unfold. We're seeing hundreds of cars and buses and open-top trucks.
Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Video appears to show the American soldier who crossed into North Korea arriving back in the United States. AP correspondent Eric Tucker says U.S. Private Travis King now has an uncertain future.
This is not the end of his saga, or necessarily the end of his troubles, although the U.S. government has said that its initial focus is going to be on helping him reintegrate into society. It is worth noting that Private King had been declared AWOL after having ran across the border abruptly. To the extent that that becomes an issue for the U.S. military to deal with, that will be something that we'll have to see in the future.
Irish actor Michael Gambon, best known to global audiences for playing Professor Dumbledore in the Harry Potter movie franchise, has died. He's 82 years old. He had pneumonia. His family says in a statement he died peacefully in the hospital with his family by his side. This is VOA News. In the United States politics, things are heating up. As the presidential election draws near in just 4 months, the primaries begin. U.S. House Republicans will begin hearings today on President Joe Biden, an impeachment inquiry. And last night, without former President Donald Trump on the stage, the other Republican candidates for the office have their second debate.
The seven Republican candidates took to the stage at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. It took only minutes for the group to start bickering, each of them determined to break from the pack. An NBC News survey shows nearly 60% of Republican voters choosing the former president over his rivals, with DeSantis coming in second at 16%. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Simi Valley, California.
United Nations rights investigators said on Thursday they found systemic racism against black people throughout the United States policing and justice systems and stressed the need for urgent reform. In a report following a visit to the United States, they pointed to the entrenched systemic racism against people of African descent in the United States. This legacy of slavery, the report says, permeates the entire spectrum of law enforcement and judicial system. The team of independent experts was set up in 2021, a year after the murder of George Floyd, an African-American, by a white U.S. police officer, to investigate racially fueled police violence worldwide. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin returns to the United States Thursday after wrapping up his first tour across the African continent as Defense Secretary. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb is traveling with Austin, has details from some of the trip.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin started his tour in Djibouti, home to the primary U.S. military base on the African continent. There, he met with Djiboutian leaders and the Somali president, whose forces, Austin said, had made more progress against the Al-Shabaab terror group in the past year than the previous 5 years combined. Austin then turned to Kenya.
How are you?
He visited a base in Manda Bay near the Somali border, where a terrorist attack in 2020 killed three Americans. Carla Babb, VOA News, Luanda, Angola.
And in Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.